Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to So You Think You're Iconic, the movie podcast.
Yay.
We're back.
We are back.
We're back.
We're back and better than ever.
Back and better than ever.
Some of us are better than ever.
Some of us
Some of
are
us are
better.
not.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later. How was your week, Kelly?
It was long. It was
Son.
very long. I don't know what it is, but February, like the end of February, just really dragged. Like the last 2 weeks of February have just been so freaking long, and I don't know why.
Oh, I think last week went by at a regular pace,
Really?
but this last work week was a full work week, and it felt so long.
It felt incredibly long. Like,
By the time I got to Friday, I was so mentally exhausted.
honestly, I think middle of the week, I didn't even know what day it was anymore. I was just that, like, time was irrelevant. I didn't know, like, what day it was. I just knew that I was at work and it sucked. Yeah. Also, little weird thing. I don't know if it's just because of where I live and this like the small town that it is, but I had to get some I had an appointment earlier this week, and the appointment happened at a Safeway at
Yeah, that was
6:30 in
weird.
the morning. I did not know that such places like that existed in a Safeway.
Yeah, weird.
Because I know banks and like stuff are part of Safeways, but
Yeah, I've seen banks in Safeway. Yeah.
yeah, banks and like small little actual florist shops and Safeways, but I've never seen
A medical office.
a medical office in a
Weird.
Safeway. Yeah.
I don't know if I trust that.
Yeah. But unfortunately the I guess whatever company that's like the place you go to, because I guess the hospitals around here don't do it.
Which
I don't
makes no
know,
sense,
because
but
which
yeah.
makes no sense to me, but yeah. So the only available times that I could go without missing work was 6:30 in the morning. Tell me why I roll up to Safeway at like 6:20 something, and there are an astounding amount of cars in the parking lot, like more than if it was just the employees parking there. Come to find out, there's a lot of people shopping for groceries at 6 o'clock in the morning. Like that's a
Hilarious.
thing. Like I get like the I need to run out and get something for my kids, or something's happening today and I need to go get it now, blah blah blah. But no, some of these people were walking out of Safeway with a full-on cart. Like y'all were buying stuff for home kind of shopping. I'm like, why are we doing this at 6 a.m.?
That's crazy.
Like we don't got nothing better to do at 6 a.m.
Look, I hate going to a grocery store personally, but I'm really not going to go to the grocery store at 6 o'clock in the morning. That's
Yeah,
just not
no.
happening.
Yeah, if I am awake and like fully dressed for the day at 6 a.m. and like I'm not working that day, which why would I do that in the first place? But anyway, that would not be the first place I would go.
Absolutely not.
Safeway would not be on the top of my list of places to go at
Going to the
6 a.m.
grocery store is very much a last thing of the day.
That's either like mid-afternoon, like on a Sunday, or like later that day during the week. Like it's not a morning activity.
No, it's not.
So if you're a 6 a.m. shopper, I just want to know why.
I think the only time I've ever been to a grocery store in the morning was Thanksgiving. Like, that's it. That's the only time I can ever think of being at a grocery store in the morning, Thanksgiving.
I can't even think of a time that I've been that early to a grocery store.
And it definitely wasn't 6 a.m., by the way.
Yeah, no.
But still.
Yeah, like what are y'all doing? Just want to know. I want to know what in your life led you to 6 a.m. grocery shopping. Because if
Yeah.
it's to avoid the crowds, you can go later at night.
Yeah, just go at like 10 o'clock.
That I've done it before. It's a beautiful shopping experience. So you can go later in the day. It's an option. But yeah, also, I don't know if it's anybody else, but Paxitani feels that spring was coming early, and I guess that also meant allergies. So I am currently breathing through at least one nostril or half a nostril at about any point in time.
I'm always only breathing through one nostril, so yeah.
Do you have a deviated septum? Why do I feel like that's something you have?
I think I do. I brought it up to
Okay.
my doctor and he was like, try Flonase. That shit didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't
So
do anything.
the next time I go to the doctor, I'm like, yeah, that didn't work.
I need a plastic surgeon to come in and fix my deviated
Yeah,
septum. Thank
come
you.
fix this. So I can
Thank
breathe
you.
properly.
Right.
So I can use my brain at its full capacity.
See, that's the only thing that's stopping Jordan from taking over the management of multiple celebrities, artists, and now political people. It's the fact that he can't breathe properly.
Yeah. Once I
Once he
get
gets
that
that fixed.
full oxygen potential, like I'm gonna be unstoppable. Like I'm gonna be like
Yeah.
Paul Atreides.
No, seriously, it's over.
It's over.
You. I win, you lose.
Yeah.
How was your week, Jordan?
Like yours, it was very long. By the time Wednesday hit, I was so tired of everything and everyone. Also, my job is not giving me enough work to do.
No, it's not.
So I'm having to stretch out like these little side projects they give me all day, and it's just so
That's a
annoying.
lot.
It's very
Yeah.
annoying. Like on Friday, I didn't do a single thing related to my actual job.
That is actually crazy to me.
Yeah.
It's actually crazy to me. Like, there's no way. Because there has to be at least something, you
Like,
know?
at least throughout the rest of the week, I had a couple of things that related to my actual job. Friday, nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
And like at the at for me personally, I love that for you, but at the same time, I hate it because if I'm gonna go to work, put me to work. Because if not,
Right?
I will go home.
Right, I was home, but
Yeah, you are.
but I was like, "What? Why am I doing this? Why? Like, I just let
Yeah.
me log, just let me log off. I don't have anything to do. Just let me
Yeah.
sit here and watch reruns of Rizzoli and Isles and Grey's Anatomy in
Hey,
peace."
right. Don't give me the anxiety of like waiting for an email to pop up. Just let me go.
And I did not get a single email on Friday.
Oh my gosh.
Well, at least not one work related. It was like a whole bunch
Yeah.
of like just like random company emails. Not a single work related email. So yeah. Yeah. And then yesterday I went to a going away party for my cousin. She's moving out of state.
Oh.
Yeah, and I kind of not so accidentally got drunk.
It was no accident.
No, it kind of was because it really did. It really did sneak up on me. It really did, Kelly. It snuck up on me. So
Mean, yeah, I can
I
feel
think the
that.
count I gave Kelly yesterday was around 10 drinks.
I don't know. At the time you texted me, it was 10. I think it was still under. Because then you said later that somebody gave you another drink. You had four
Let's see.
shots and like
Let's see. I got
two
the count
jungle
right here.
juice.
Three shots of tequila, 2 cups of jungle juice, but who knows what she put
Put
in
in the jungle
there.
juice, yeah.
So
Jungle juice is always just scary.
that could be more.
Oh, yeah.
So who knows? But at my count, we're at 5 right now.
Yeah.
And then I had another shot. And then 3 more. So 9. But I'm pretty sure my cousin put like several different types of alcohol in that juice.
It's jungle juice. It's just a bad time in there.
She
At
was like,
sometimes I don't want to know what's in it.
She was like, yeah, I'm just copying the recipe from Chili's because this was something that they had at Chili's, I guess. I'm not gonna lie,
Chili's had jungle juice?
it was very good. I'm not even gonna lie. It was very good. I think I had like three, actually, I think I had like three, maybe even four cups, so maybe it's like 11 drinks. They weren't full cups though. They were never full cups.
Yeah, but Jordan, with jungle juice, it probably is a full cup anyway
But
of
yeah,
alcohol.
okay, but hear me out. So
Listen.
I get there. I get there. There's nothing but old people there. Like no one's there because like I get to places on time. So I get there, no one's there. So they're like, "Yeah, eat some food, have a drink," and I'm like, "Cool." And so I just like have some tequila, and then I start eating. Like they had like these little like pesto flatbread thingies, and then. My
Ooh.
cousin's and then my cousin's mom came up to me and she was like, "Jordan, have a drink." I already had one, but sure. So I had another one. And then blah blah blah. People start showing up, more drinks are had, blah 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 blah. And then we go and we start playing like games. And my cousin comes out with like a pineapple like cooler and she's like, "Everyone, try my drink." And so I tried it and I was like, "Yeah, that was good." And she's like, "Cool, I'm gonna go make some more." And then she comes back and she makes more. And then everyone's all like, "Yeah, we need to toast to her. We need to do shots." And so people start bringing out like little like shot glasses. And I was like, "Okay, cool." I was like, "I should probably slow down. Like, I need to, like, I drove myself
You
here."
drove yourself, yeah.
And then some point of the night, my mom got there and I was like, "Cool. Hi." She was in the house. I was in the garage with all the young people.
Did you just say young people? Like you're old as hell.
Like we were all 20s. Calm down. And there were also a couple of like little kids in there, but like nonetheless. And we're playing games, we're having fun. I have some more of that juice. And then I get up, I go to the bathroom, come back. Someone's pouring more shots. I have another shot. Don't know why I did that. That's on me. That's on
That
me.
one is all on
Is
you.
that? I
That
actually
one
had
was
two.
not offered.
I actually think I had two shots, actually. I don't remember
So
the
are we at
number of
12?
shots. Who knows? And so. And then they're talking about let's take pictures. And I'm like, "Oh, it's like 9 o'clock. I should probably like stop drinking, start drinking some water, eat some food." And so I get up and my mom like comes towards me and she's like, "Are you okay?" And when she asked me that question, I knew. Because I was like trying to
That's when you
trick
know it's
my
over.
I was trying to trick myself into thinking I was okay. But she literally saw me. She's like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "No,
No.
I couldn't
No.
even lie. I
If
was
you're
like, no.
asking, the answer is
If you're
no.
asking me, the answer is no." And she was like, "Why'd you do that? You know, you drove here." And I was like,
Why did you do that?
I did." Like she was talking to this other woman, and I did. I looked her in the face. I was like, "Give me an hour and a half, some water and some food, and I'll be fine." Why did they both laugh at me?
That ain't happening.
That
You have not looked at
woman,
yourself.
that woman looked at my mom and she was like, "He even gave you a specific time frame," and I was just And so
Beautiful.
we took photos. I made me a plate of food, got me a lot of bread,
Yes, soak
chugged
it
some
down.
water, and then my mom like sat across from me. She got some food too. And she was like, "I'm just gonna drive you home." And I was like, No, give me like an hour." And she was like, "I don't wanna stay here for an hour." It was already like 9:30 at this point.
He's like, I'm ready to go home.
And then she finished her food and she was like, "Come on, let's go." And I was like, "Oh, okay." And so we left. We left my car there. And then this morning she drove me to go get my car. And here we are.
Here we are. Jordan's alive. He made it.
I'm alive with a very mild hangover.
There we go. Not so
Like
bad.
I can function very well. I'm good. I just feel a little woozy. Definitely not the worst I've had, so I'm good.
Definitely not. Definitely not. He's had worse. A lot worse.
I've had worse on this
Yes, he has.
podcast, so we're
You can
good.
go find that one if you would like.
I think it
That
was
one
the
was a
princess.
roller coaster.
I think it was the Princess Diaries episode, but
I really think it might have been.
you could go check.
Yeah, don't quote us on it, but
Don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure that's the episode. But yeah, that was my week. Fun times.
fun times.
Fun times. Okay, Kelly, tell us about this movie.
Alrighty. So this week we are talking about Matilda because we have to balance out that creepy child movie with a wholesome child movie that we did
Is
last
this a
week.
wholesome child movie, Kelly?
It ends wholesomely, so
Sure.
no one dies.
I mean, that's not true, but
But it's more wholesome than The Orphan. That's what I'm
true.
leading with.
Yeah.
Okay. So we start this movie out with some voiceover saying that everyone is unique, better for better or for worse. And some parents are either very emotional or not that emotional when they take their kids home from the hospital. And the Wormwoods take the prize for least interested parents for their new child.
Why is Matilda's dad the narrator?
Yeah, he is the narrator. They thought that if you just talked normally for a
We
voiceover, you wouldn't
wouldn't be able
notice.
to tell,
Yeah.
but I can tell.
I can tell Danny DeVito
Yeah.
But yes, they didn't pay attention to Matilda, besides like very, very, very basic needs.
Nah,
And by
barely
the
even that.
age of two, she was self-sufficient because they never took any interest in her. And at the age of four, she had gone through the whole house and read everything that she could get her hands on. So one night she gathered up her courage and asked for a book from her dad, and he told her no. And well, no in a very rude way. And so the next day she made up her mind and went to the library by herself.
How did she get there? Like, I
Right.
know that that phone book or whatever that was had the library's address in it, but how does she know how to get there?
Yeah. Like, I understand she's smart, but like, has she been out and like,
Right?
does
Seemingly,
she
she
know
has not
street
left that
names?
house.
Right. It seems like the only time she ever leaves that house is if her parents remember to take her somewhere.
Yeah.
So I'm sure she's smart enough to figure it out, but
I'm not.
yeah, I'm not. I'm
So,
terrible with street names.
as a 26-year-old
Absolutely terrible.
man, I could not do that right now. So I
Yeah.
don't know how she did that.
Yeah, if someone gave me a phone book, I could probably find the library address and all that jazz, but if you told me to then find it by myself,
Yeah.
no.
Walk down the streets and find it? Absolutely not.
No. Even before I moved, I knew where my I only knew where the city over, the library in the city over was. Oh no, I do remember. No, I do remember where, but it was part of a high school. Our like public library was part of a high school, so that was kind of weird.
Ew, that's weird.
Yeah. So I don't think I would have gone to that one anyway. But anyway, she went to the library every day, and after a while, the librarian noticed her and she noticed that she had gone through the whole child section. So she started recommending her other books and telling her that she can just take them home. After a couple of years, Matilda's parents find her reading, and she tells them that she wants to go to school because she's lonely. She's really smart. She wants to do something. She wants friends. And they tell her that she's 4 and a half and she's not old enough to go to school. Also, she shouldn't be reading. She should be watching TV with the rest of her family and spending time with them. The next day, Harry comes home and is super excited about all the cars that he sold and tries to get his son to calculate how much he made. And when Matilda gets there before him and shows how smart she is punished. And to strike back, she mixes peroxide with his like hair regrowth oil thing, and it bleaches his hair.
I'm just gonna say, also, if I had said to my parents, punished for being smart, I also would have gotten trouble. Yeah, so yeah. Also, Matilda knew damn well that she should not have been doing this.
Oh yeah.
She started
Oh yeah.
rationalizing it because her dad said that people who do bad thing, or what did he say?
You're the essentially what happened was he said that she was a bad person, not a bad kid. And
Yeah,
so
and
she's all
bad
like,
people
"Oh,
should be punished.
yeah." And so and he's a person, not a
Yeah.
kid, so he needs to be punished.
Yeah.
Thank you, Batman.
She knew that's not what he meant.
No. Yeah. She was grasping. She was angry.
Yeah. She was
And
just
she's all
mad.
like, "You're a person." Anyway, we then find out that Harry has been selling stolen car parts and he is under investigation. He does not believe that the people that are staking out his house are cops, and neither does his wife.
Yeah,
But
they're
they are.
dumb.
They're
What kind of speedboat salesmen just sit outside your house all day?
right. And if they were, and if that was a real thing, they wouldn't be in your neighborhood 24/7.
No. Also, have they showed you any speedboats?
Right, other than the little like model that they show her at the end.
Yeah.
No. Michael and Matilda are then taken to Harry's car shop and taught the multiple awful ways that he runs his business and like fixes up, quote unquote, his cars.
Yeah, the fact that this man has not been sued is incredible.
Right. Yeah. He's upselling like nobody's business. He's got very questionable ways on how to fix the cars. It's.
'Cause let me find out, you just super glued my bumper to my car.
And charged me
I'm
$10,000.
suing you
Yeah.
to oblivion.
Yeah. You will never financially recover.
No, I will own your car shop by the time I am
Ex
done with you.
exactly. And at that point, I wouldn't even want it.
No, I would shut it down immediately.
Right. Just for the
Because
satisfaction of
I
burning it
would not
down.
want to be associated with that name ever.
Burning it to the ground. And Matilda knows that what he's doing is wrong, and she calls him out on it. And he insults her, and she gets super mad. So she puts super glue into his hat. Zinnia then arrives at the shop and takes the family to the Ritz. That's it's not the actual Ritz, it's some.
No, it's some like weird looking restaurant. Looks very like 70s.
Yes, but it's fancy for them.
For them.
Yeah, because she just wants some extra bingo money, so she wants to go and take everybody out for lunch. And the two cause a scene when they try to remove Harry's hat. So they have to go home, and after the hat is finally removed, Harry says that the family is going to have dinner and they are going to watch TV together, like
Yeah.
everyone.
Yeah.
And when
Also,
Matilda.
Harry's hairpiece looks so bad.
It's awful.
Like, I can see your lace, Mr. Wormwood.
It's not a good install.
It's not.
It's not.
We need to work on that.
We do. Like, if because you're committing to all that, you got to make sure it looks good. Just saying.
Either rock the bald look or
Right. Or learn how
get
to, or learn better.
learn how to better install a hairpiece.
Yeah. And get quality hair pieces too.
Yeah.
It'll pay off, I
It'll
promise.
pay off in the end, yeah.
But Matilda doesn't want to watch TV and keeps reading her book. And Harry gets super upset and destroys her book and forces her to watch TV. And she is so angry that she unlocks some kind of power in her and she destroys the TV.
Yes, she gets so upset that she manifests powers. Like, that's hilarious.
Yeah, she is so fed up that she. What kind of power would you call that?
Telepathy?
Telepathy, is that what that is?
Yeah, telekinesis maybe.
Probably well, yeah, I think telekinesis works better because I feel like she moves stuff more than like communicates. But yeah,
Okay.
she manifests her own powers.
Also, she's better than me. Because
Yeah.
I would have gone all Brightburn on that family, and all she did was pull little bitty tricks on
I know.
everybody.
She was this could have gone orphan very quickly.
Like I said, it could
She
have
could
been
have
very
destroyed that
Brightburn.
whole family.
She.
But no, she's a better person than we.
She's a. Yeah, she's better than us. Good
Cuz
for her.
I would have gone for that whole family.
I would have gone Carrie.
Oh yeah.
Like,
Just lay
lock
it
them
all
up in a
over.
closet while I went out and have fun. Eventually burn them. It would have been great.
Great. So the next day at Harry's shop, the principal of one of the elementary schools shows up to buy a car. And because they share the same like view on kids and just how awful they are, when he goes home that night, Harry tells Matilda that she is going to go to Trenchant Hall.
Yeah, also, if you don't like kids, don't work in schools.
Yeah, don't.
Just
Don't.
don't.
School is
Please.
already traumatizing sometimes. We don't need
Yeah.
more
We
teachers
don't
to make
need
that worse.
teachers who don't like kids.
Right, because kids can tell.
Mr. S from our high school. But yeah, if you don't like
Yeah.
kids,
If you don't like kids,
don't be a
don't teach.
teacher.
Or just don't teach the lower grades. Don't teach high school, elementary.
Yeah, go
If
to
you want to
community
teach adults,
college,
teach at community colleges,
university, like something else.
universities, whatever. I know it's more work to become a professor and stuff like that, but if you don't like kids, don't teach them,
Don't
please.
teach kids. Like, I would never work out of school, ever. I do not have the
Yeah.
patience for children.
Yeah, and I feel like I don't have that extra level of like care that like teachers, like the good teachers have with their students. I don't have that.
I don't have
So
that either.
I couldn't be a teacher.
No.
Y'all who are good teachers out there, good on you.
Bless you.
Bless you. I know you don't get paid enough, but
You are
bless
God's
you.
strongest soldiers.
No, seriously. Seriously, you are out here literally in the trenches. So, Matilda is super excited to go to school. And when she gets there, it's not all that she pictured a school would be. It's very rundown.
Looks like it used to be like an old factory or something.
Yeah. It's built like a factory. And when she gets there, she sees how tyrannical Miss Trunchbull is, and she goes to hide. And that's when she meets Lavender, who is also hiding from Miss Trunchbull, and Hortensia, and they
These
tell her of
names.
these names. Like
These
I get Lavender,
names.
I get Lavender, but Hortensia?
Hortensia? That sounds like a disease.
It kind of does. Do
It
you not
sounds
like the kid?
like a bacteria infection. I have Hortensia.
Yeah, I was really recently diagnosed with Hortensia.
Yeah, I had to take some antibiotics, but it went away.
Yeah, like it gave me it like 5 days and I was fine. But anyway, they let Matilda know that Miss Trunchbull used to be in the Olympics, and she now uses her moves from like shot put and javelin and stuff like that to torture kids. And she even has like the worst punishment, which they call the chokey, which is a small room with a broken pipe and like things, sharp things coming out at them.
Yeah.
Matilda then thinks she has noticed, but Miss Trunchbull picks on another kid, Amanda, for her pigtails, and she is hammer thrown into the garden next door over a fence. And she's totally fine.
What would she have done if that girl had gotten impaled by that fence?
No, seriously.
How was she gonna explain?
Is she always down to just go to jail?
I
Is that
guess.
like, is that the vibe?
I think a little part of her wants to go to jail. Because ain't no way.
Ain't no way she threw that kid, not knowing that there was a possibility that she could die.
Yeah.
No way.
Also, Matilda asks, like, why no one tells on Miss Trunchbull. And they're like, would your parents believe you? And I'm like, I'm black, yes.
Yes.
If I told
Right.
my parents that a teacher was putting their hands on me, best believe she would be at that school the next day.
Right. Exactly.
Like,
Right.
what?
Like, do
What's.
y'all parents not care about y'all?
Right,
Like,
your
what is
parents don't
this?
care about you at all because.
Is that why you're named Hortensia? Like,
Yeah.
is that why?
Because literally all I'd have to do is be like, Mom, she threw me. Mom,
Right.
she grabbed me. Mom, she blah, whatever.
Right.
My mom would be at that school the next day.
Right. Someone would be fired.
Someone would be fired.
Someone or
Or
multiple
someone
someones
would
would
be.
be fired.
And someone would be in jail. It would be either
Exactly.
be Miss Trunchbull or my mother.
My mother,
So,
yes. Someone is going to jail today. It's just a matter of how this gets handled.
yeah.
School then starts and Matilda is put in Miss Honey's class, and she's the total opposite of Miss Trunchbull. She's super nice. She cares about her kids. And we are let in on a little secret that she does have a troubled past, but she doesn't let that affect her in how she teaches.
Oh, boo-hoo, don't we all?
Matilda then shows how smart she actually is and how she loves to read, and it makes Miss Honey very excited, and so she goes to Miss Trunchbull to ask to move Matilda forward because she's obviously testing out of what first or second grade? Whatever
I think
she's
it's
in.
second. Which is
Okay.
weird because I thought she was like six, but
Yeah.
I think it's a second grade class.
Okay. But Miss Trunchbull shuts her down because she thinks she's being lazy and wants to pass off the kit to somebody else. Matilda gets home from school and is excited to tell her mom about school, but Zinnia really doesn't want to hear about it.
Which is funny
So,
because she literally asked her how was school, and then when she starts
I
telling her, and
know!
she's like, why are you talking?
Right, like you asked, bro. Like, you're on the phone and you decided to pause your own phone conversation to talk to me. Like, you're gonna hear about my day. Later that day, Miss Honey shows up to the Wormwood house to tell them how smart Matilda is and how she wants to help her get like more advanced material and how she might be ready for college in a few years, which is actually crazy. But they look down on her for her education and how smart she is. So Miss Honey goes to leave and leaves a book for Matilda to read. The next day at school, there's an assembly. And Miss Trunchbull calls out a student for eating her cake, but he denies it. So she gives him a slice of a random chocolate cake, and he eats it. And she then forces him to eat a very, very questionably made chocolate cake.
Look, I don't like chocolate cake, but that chocolate cake looks good.
I think it
And
was the frosting.
if it wasn't for the fact that that woman who cooked it was slobbering all over it, I would want a
Yes.
bite. I would want a little
Right.
nibble.
Right. I'm not one for chocolate cake. I think it's too rich for me. But yeah, a small slice. It looked moist. The icing looked good. Don't.
Yeah, it looked very delicious, and that's coming from a person who does not like chocolate.
Right.
So you know it looks good.
Right.
Also,
We're
that
good
woman
judges of chocolate
starts
cake.
digging into her ass as she's walking away.
Yeah,
I'm like,
she's
you're cooking our food?
right. She's gross.
I'm bringing a sandwich every day to lunch. I will not be dealing with that.
When she said blood, sweat, and tears was put into that cake, I was like, I absolutely believe that.
I believe it. I
I
believe
believe
there's some
that.
blood in
And
here.
maybe some other bodily fluids are in there, and this is a biohazard.
There's most definitely some dead skin cells in here, at
Oh,
least.
absolutely. There's hair. There's probably some stuff from under her fingernails in there. It's
Yeah.
awful. And so Bruce, the kid, is forced to eat the rest of it. And it's a huge cake, by the way.
Yeah.
And right when he wants to quit, Matilda and the other kids cheer him on and he finishes it. Everyone is then punished and has to stay 5 extra hours after school in detention.
Let my kid come home 5 hours late. Let my kid come home 30 minutes late.
Right.
I'm kicking your ass.
Right. Like if my child is not at home at the time she needs to be home, I'm calling somebody, I'm calling out of work,
Right.
I'm coming down there and I'm ripping her out of your clutches because what are
I'm
you
giving you
doing?
a 10-minute grace period. That's the best I can give you. After that, heads are gonna roll. I want resignations.
I'm gonna tell you to run. I'm gonna tell you to apologize. And if I don't get either or both, someone's gonna die.
No one's dying.
I feel like none of the people
None of these
in
people
this
care
town
about their
love their children.
children. No one cares about their
Because
children.
there was no scene of an angry parents coming down to that school and being like, "Give me my child."
Right? I don't care how big Miss Trunchbull is. I'm still coming down there.
I'm fighting somebody.
Yeah.
Matilda then comes home and she's yelled at for not being home at a good hour to sign for the packages that Harry had delivered. And he tells her that she needs to be there because he can't send them to the shop because the shop is probably being watched by cops. And she's like, "Bro, they're literally outside. I walked by them when I came
Right,
in."
she's like, they're sitting across from that our house. You know that car that never moves with those two guys in it? That's
Right.
your cops.
That's them. That's the cops. The next day, Miss Trunchbull shows up to the school in the car that she bought from Harry, and she is upset because it's starting to fail, which obviously. And so she puts Matilda in the chokey because she has to pay for what her dad did to her. Miss Trunchbull then shows up to teach Miss Honey's class. I don't know why. And when Lavender goes to tell Miss Honey that Matilda's in the chokey, she is forced to help clean up the rest of the room with the other kids. And when she gets the water ready for Miss Trunchbull, she puts the newt that she found earlier into the water. When Miss Trunchbull shows up, Lavender, oh, not Lavender, sorry, Miss Honey leaves the room and goes to save Matilda from the chokey. And when she comes back, Miss Trunchbull goes to drink the water. And when she notices the newt, the kids laugh at her. Matilda, who hasn't been there at all, is then blamed for the newt. And when Miss Trunchbull is yelling at her, Matilda activates her powers and gets the newt on her. Miss Trunchbull then says that she's watching this whole class. And she leaves. Matilda then confesses to Miss Honey that she's the one that got the newt on Miss Trunchbull and that she has powers. But when she tries to show them, she can't. But Miss Honey kind of believes her. Later that day, Matilda goes with Miss Honey to her house. And when they're walking, they cross Miss Trunchbull's house. And Honey tells her about the little girl that used to live in that house. And how Miss Trunchbull came to stay when her mom passed away. And when her dad eventually died, Miss Trunchbull took over the household, and Miss Hunt and the little girl couldn't handle it, and so she ran away. The little girl turns out to be Miss Honey and says that she can't move away or leave because she left her like deepest treasures in that house, and she loves her kids too much to leave.
Crazy.
Crazy. Also, can I have that kind of rent, $50 for a pretty decent looking cabin?
Yeah.
I'd pay it.
And bet.
Matilda and Miss Honey then go to spy on Miss Trunchbull. And when she leaves the house, Matilda gets the idea to sneak in and steal the treasures back. Once inside the house, Miss Honey and Matilda walk around, and Miss Honey tells her about her dad. And Miss Trunchbull has to turn around and come back home because the car has broken down, and she literally walks the car back to the house.
Yeah. Also, Miss Trenchbold, for someone who is always preaching order and kids are nasty and messy and whatever, why does your house look like that?
Right.
Why is there a
It's awful in
full-on
there.
staircase full of trash?
Right. And then just the random piles of like furniture.
I think someone's projecting.
Someone is definitely projecting.
Someone's projecting.
So while they're in the house, Miss Honey makes her way up to her old room and shows Matilda the doll, and Miss Trunchbull comes into the house. While she's on the phone with Harry, Miss Trunchbull notices that the chocolate box lid is off, and she looks throughout the house for the intruder. After a long chase, Miss Honey and Matilda make it out of the house and back to the cabin, and she makes Matilda promise that she will never go back into that house again. Zinnia has the boat salesman in the house when Matilda comes home, and she just straight up says they're cops, and but she doesn't believe
Yeah.
them. She doesn't believe her.
She's like, no, they're boat salesmen. I'm like, have they actually tried to sell you a boat?
And then if they
Why
are boat salesmen, why are they in your house like
are
that?
they in your house? Boats don't go in the house, babe.
Yeah.
They don't need to be in your house.
Yeah, this is either the start of a really bad slasher film, or it's the really bad beginning of some really weird porno. Like, there's no in between. I'm sorry. And then Harry comes home and he's upset to see the boat salesman in his house, so he throws them out. And Matilda then comes up with an idea when her father is yelling at her mom, and she gets him to yell at her, and she finds that her powers activate when she is angry.
Like I said, this could have turned into Carrie or
Very
Brightburn.
quickly, right?
But
Because her powers are literally fueled by hate.
all we get is some good old Cheerios product placement.
Yes, we do. So, Matilda then spends the weekend learning how to harness her powers. She pours herself some Cheerios, and she goes around the house like making things move. And while she's doing that, she notices the cops show up to her house and start looking around, and they don't have a warrant. So she plays around with them a little bit by moving the box that they're trying to look at, and she then finally like confronts them and says, "Hey, you can't be here without a warrant.
Yeah,
Come back later."
because they can't, because literally anything they find without a
Can't be
warrant is
used.
inadmissible in court. They're all that one guy's like, yeah, we'll just go in here and we'll just take some videos and we'll leave. And I'm just like, you can't use that
You
video.
can't, no. Yeah.
You're gonna show that, you're gonna bring that to court, and any judge with half a, not judge, any like defense attorney with half a brain will be like,
We'll throw
is
it
was
out.
there a warrant for
Right.
that?
Yeah.
And since they
And
won't
judges
have
have to sign
one,
off on warrants, so
yeah,
he'd have to throw it out.
you'd have to throw it out.
They're really desperate.
Cops really should be required to learn the law. They really should be
Yeah.
required to, and these men are supposed to be FBI agents.
Right. Like they're the highest quote unquote form of like a cop, so they
Yeah.
should know the law a lot
They
better
should know
than
the
everybody
law.
else.
What are they teaching these people up in Quantico?
Right. You may search without a warrant, apparently. But yeah, she tells them that they can't be there, and so she takes the parking brake off of their parked car so that they have to chase it, and she takes the tape out of their recorder. After all of that, Matilda gets the courage and goes to sneak into Miss Trunchbull's house to get Miss Honey's doll back. And technically, she does not go back into the house, because she uses her powers to float the doll to herself and the candies. But while she's there, she decides to mess with Miss Trunchbull and scare her by making the house go haywire and putting Honey's dad's picture back up above the mantel. The next day, Matilda shows Miss Honey the doll and two of the and a chocolate that she took from Miss Trunchbull's house when Miss Trunchbull comes to school and announces that she's going to teach Miss Honey's class. Honey is worried, but Matilda says that she has a plan and shows Miss Honey that she actually has her powers under control. When the other kids and Miss Trunchbull come in, Miss Trunchbull says that she knows that somebody in this class is at her house because she has Matilda's ribbon that she lost. And she says that she will find out who did it. After threatening everybody and Matilda gets her powers activated. And she writes a message on the blackboard from Magnus telling Miss Trunchbull to give Honey the house and the money back and to get out of town or he will get her. She then makes random objects in the classroom attack Miss Trunchbull. And when she gets angry, she goes to throw one of the kids at a window. But Matilda makes the window open and makes the kid fly around and come back to Miss Trunchbull.
The part with like Matilda making her like read the stuff on the board was kind of horrific because all the kids started in unison reading it.
Like the message itself, that was like a threat for sure, but having what 15 kids chant it behind
Yeah.
you, that's horror
I'll
story
get
level.
you. Like, you got
You got
me.
me. Yeah, no, if that happened to me and like random children started to say the message to me, I'd have to be out. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That would be the scariest part for me, not the objects randomly flying at me to hurt me. Miss Trunchbull tries to get away, and the other kids hear like the ruckus that's going on and decide to all gang up on Miss Trunchbull, and she is so freaked out that she runs away. She leaves town. We then get a little bit of voiceover saying that Miss Honey got her home back and she fixes it up and everything, and Matilda visits all the time. While she's visiting, Zinnia shows up to take Matilda away and basically says that they've been found out by the cops and that they're going to go live in Guam now.
The fact that they're not going to make it to that plane is hilarious to me. Because, like,
Yeah.
if the police are on their way to their house, which, like, we can hear the sirens,
We can hear the sirens.
you're not going to make it to the airport.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, if you can hear the cops, it's way too late.
It's too late. You should have
Way
left
too
the
late.
day before,
Yeah, you
minimum.
should have left the moment you found out.
Yeah.
Leave everything and go.
The fact that you had inklings that the cops were watching you was when you should have left.
Matilda says that she doesn't want to go. And Zinnia is trying to force her into the car, but she then turns to Miss Honey and says, "You can adopt me, and I can stay." She says that she does have adoption papers on her, which is crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
She's had these adoption papers drawn up for years. And she says that she just needs her parents to agree to sign it, and she'll be Miss Honey's kid.
That's not how adoptions work.
That's not how
That's
that
not how adoptions work. You don't just sign paperwork. Like, you have to go to court, you have to surrender your parental rights. There needs to be like a social worker to come look at Miss Honey. Like, it's a whole thing. It's a whole process.
It's a you have to dissolution of family. It's a whole thing.
If it were that easy, way more kids would be adopted.
Oh yeah. We talked about this before, but yeah, adopting a kid is very,
It's a long and
very long
arduous
process.
process.
But or also they live in a town where a lot of these people don't care about the law and their kids, so someone
Maybe.
would probably honor that.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, that's her child now.
They're like, we got the original parent signatures, we have her signature, it's fine.
But
She's our
then when
kid.
it's like time for like Matilda to like go to college, or like, I'm sorry, what? Like,
Yeah.
no.
Writes her essay on some like found family growing from like a bad back family background, and then they're reading that and they're like, actually, that's not legal.
It's not legal.
It's not legally binding.
Miss Honey is not your mother.
Yeah, no. In the eyes of the law, she kidnapped you.
But we are gonna have to take you into like foster care because your parents did abandon you.
Yes. Yes. So, Zinnia and Harry finally agree, which is the best thing they could have done for her because they absolutely do not care for their kid. And she is officially adopted by Miss Honey. Miss Honey then becomes the principal of Truncheon Hall, and more schools are opened up. And her and Matilda find what they've been looking for all along, which is a family. And that is where the movie ends. Are you ready for the movie, Bex?
Yeah.
I have all of them are very sad. There's like
Okay.
one, there's one that's kind of cute, and then the rest are just sad. I couldn't find any like good, light-hearted ones.
Okay.
Mara Wilson, who plays Matilda, was very self-conscious about her dancing during the little bitty pretty one like section, and so
Would you sit it you
what?
Okay.
Stop! We don't have to do it. I know what I did. We're gonna glance over that. We're not gonna talk about it. She was very self-conscious about dancing, so Danny DeVito had the entire cast and crew that was there while she was filming dance along with her. Okay, now time for the sad movie facts.
Okay.
Oh wait, no, here's one other like neutral one. The picture of Miss Honey's father, Magnus, is actually a portrait of Roald Dahl, who's the author of the book Matilda.
Okay.
And now the sad. Mara Wilson's mother, Susie Wilson, died of breast cancer while the movie was being filmed. So Mara honored her mother by finishing Matilda, and it was dedicated to her mother's memory. Mara thought for years that her mom never got to see the completed film, but years later, Danny DeVito, in an interview, said that he had shown her mom a very rough cut of what they had filmed before she died.
Okay. I think I've heard that story.
And my last movie fact, opposite to their characters, Danny DeVito and Ray Perlman became very close to Mara Wilson. And according to Wilson, DeVito and Perlman would often let her stay at their house. And keep her entertained while her father was working and her mom was in the hospital getting the cancer treatments.
Okay.
Right, Jordan, here's the question. Is this movie iconic?
Yes, it's a quintessential child's movie.
Yes, it is.
I feel like everyone has seen Matilda. So yeah, iconic.
Yes, very iconic. It's a rite of passage to watch Matilda. I haven't read the book, but I have
Haven't
watched
either.
it. All right, Jordan, what are your recommendations for this week?
Okay, I have three.
Okay.
My first one is Love Me Down by, I think it's Lady. It's LA apostrophe DY. Great song. It's their only song so far
Oh.
that I found. Like, I literally went on their Apple Music profile and it was just the song. But good
Okay.
song. Great singing. Really enjoyed it. Second song, Stay With Me. It's Hero Unplugged from the movie Starstruck. Great song. I don't
Love
know
that.
who's singing it because it's not that man, but
No.
yeah, great song. Really enjoy
Great
it.
song, though.
I enjoy the unplugged version more than like the actual version, but good song. My last song is Shelter Live from Vivo by Tori Kelly.
Oh, okay.
The live version just hits, and the fact that
Yeah.
I'm gonna go see Tori Kelly is amazing.
Crazy.
Can't wait.
Love that. All right. I have two recommendations this week. My first recommendation is Tokyo Vice. It's an HBO Max show. I just got caught up to the second season. It's getting crazy. If you like kind of like mystery and like mob bossy type of TV show, this is for you. It's very good. Check it out. And my second recommendation is Freaky Girls by Maggie. Maggie, I'm having a day. Okay. Maggie the Stallion.
First, Kelly almost said itty bitty titty committee, and now this.
I'm having a day. I'm having a day, and it's not even halfway over yet. Freaky Girls by Megan the
The
Stallion featuring
Stallion.
SZA. It's a really good song. Go check it out. I need to stop talking.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Great. Thank you so much for listening. Kelly needs to go take a nap or something. Don't know, it's not on
I
her.
need something. I don't know what's going on. I'm having a stroke or something.
I'm the one that's impaired and for some reason she's acting like that. So don't forget to follow us on our social media. We have a Twitter and an Instagram. They're both at SYTYI Podcasts. And don't forget to send us your movie requests or your movie stories at our email, SYTYIPodcast@gmail.com. Do you like this movie? Did you read the book? Is the book different than the movie? Let us know.
Let us
Don't
know.
forget to share us with your friends and your family. Subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts with 5 stars.
Thank you.
Everyone, have a good week. If you're in California, the rain is almost over. We're so close.
Almost there.
I think when this episode comes out, it's the last day of rain.
Yay.
And then it's going to be in the 60s again. Thank God. We got a touch of sunshine last week, and it started raining again this week.
Give you a taste of what's to come.
Yeah, can't wait. Also, I started planning for my birthday.
Yes, you did.
I know where I'm going. I think I have the hotel picked out. Do I know if anyone's coming? No, I didn't even really invite anyone.
You didn't,
Because
but that's all right.
I'm still trying to figure out what I'm doing first. So
Yeah.
I have something to tell people. But
Great.
yeah.
We're planning my birthday. Our friend
Yeah.
is trying to find something
There's
for
something for us
us.
to do. Yeah.
I'm trying to plan out getting a tattoo with her too. So,
Y'all are crazy.
why are we crazy?
You already have tattoos.
I only have one. She has more than me.
I know, but like, you need more than one.
Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy. Think one. And then what's coming up? Daylight saving time is coming up.
When?
Next week.
Already? Ooh.
Yeah, so we made it, y'all. We made it.
We did it.
We did it. We got through
Wow.
this harsh winter. We did it. No
Thank God.
more sunsets at early times. It's gonna be like 7 o'clock from now on. 7 o'clock onward.
Woohoo!
Ugh, what a great time to be alive, y'all.
Yeah, we
We
made
did
it.
it. We made it. I've never been happier. For all you people who get off of work at 5 o'clock, you can come home and the sun will still be up.
Yes.
We
It's
did
real.
it. Oh, it's
The sun
real.
is shining on
There
us
was a
again.
light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
Yeah. Annie was right about the
Yeah.
sun coming out tomorrow.
Yes, she was.
But yeah, also Kelly, while we're
Yes.
here, so I bought that ticket to see The Matrix
Yes.
in theaters. I bought it. Have I already seen The
Yes.
Matrix in theater? Yes.
But
But they were selling a ticket to see it again. And I was like,
why not?
why not?
Why
Why not?
not? It's a good time.
It's a good time. It's The
It's the
Matrix.
way
Why
you're meant to watch
not?
the movie.
And this version's gonna be in Dolby.
Ooh.
So I get to lay back in my seat
Relax.
and
Yeah.
enjoy the movie. Speaking of movies, I know we're supposed to be ending
Yeah.
this episode. I don't care. Have you seen Dune 2 yet? Or are you gonna go see it
If
soon?
I'm gonna go see it in theater, I think I might wait because I wasn't super excited for it in the first place.
Oh, boo.
Well, because the first one, I feel like I barely
I
remember
would have thought your mom I would have you don't you honestly you don't even need to see the first one to see the second one.
it. Actually, my brother's more excited to see it
No.
than my mom is. I don't think my mom really was interested in the first Dune.
Oh, I would have assumed your mom would have cared.
Right?
I mean, I don't like I rewatched the first one after watching the second one. It made it more watchable.
Oh, good.
But I still don't think the first one is that great.
Oh.
Second one is really
Okay.
good. It's really good. It's kind of long though, not
I
gonna
mean, the first one
lie.
was kind of long too.
Kind of long. And they kept doing this thing where they would like switch from like very dark scenes to like very bright scenes, and it was very jarring and it hurt my eyes. But it was a good time at the movies. Would I go see it again? I don't know, but I enjoyed my
Yeah.
time. So yeah. Thanks for listening for this little mini Dune 2 review. We'll let you guys
Yeah.
go. Stay
Say I gotta go.
iconic. Bye.
Bye.